Today on our Gospel Truth broadcast, I'm going to continue talking about what is a hardened heart. It just is spiritual retardation, inability to see, perceive, understand, and hear from God. Stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. So we've been talking about symptoms of a hardened heart and describing what it is. And out of Mark chapter 8, verses 17 and 18, Jesus said an inability to perceive spiritual things, an inability to understand spiritual things, an inability to see with your heart, an inability to hear with your heart, and an inability to remember what God says to you are all symptoms of a hardened heart. And you know, this is something that, especially this one about not remembering, to me is just really critical. And you know, the Lord showed me these truths about a hardened heart 25, 30 years ago, and I've been applying this to my life, but I still haven't arrived, and I tend to go in, in stages. For a period of time, I'll get occupied with something and not even realize that my heart is becoming cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God, hardened in some area, and then some of these symptoms will start popping up. And one of them that first of all shows up is this inability to remember. And you know, I'll be studying the Word, God will speak something to me, and then I'll get a phone call or I'll get distracted, I'll have to go do something. And when I come back, I'm trying to remember, now what was it that God was saying to me? And you know what, if I have a hard time recounting that, recovering that thing, you know why it is? It's because my attention has been drawn away from something and I've been occupied with things other than God. You know, when I am seeking God with all of my heart, I'm just giving you testimony about myself, and I believe that this is true of other people too. I believe it's exactly what these scriptures are saying. But when I am seeking God with my whole heart, I have an ability to perceive, to understand, to hear from God, to see things that I couldn't see, and I can retain things and I can remember. I mean, it seems like that my heart functions at a higher level when I am just really focused on the things of God. But you know what? Even though I'm a minister, I have a lot of things to do here, and there's times that I get bogged down with meetings with people and I get to doing things and I have other things that distract me the same as anybody else. And you know, when I go days without having spent time studying the Word and praying and really focusing on God and thinking about the things of God, I mean, it doesn't take very long until I start realizing, recognizing a diminished ability to be able to perceive things and understand. I don't know if you can relate to that, but that's one of the very first symptoms of a hardened heart in my life, is an inability to remember the things that God has spoken to me. I bet you every one of you have had something happen to where you had a problem, say for instance in the area of healing, you were seeking God, God gave you a word, spoke something to you, and boom, I mean just like that, because you applied it, you saw the healing power of God manifest, a miracle happen, and you think, I'll never have this problem again, I've got a word from God. But then you get over that crisis, you go back to being carnal the way you were before, and then the next time you come into a crisis, here you are going through the same problems, the same symptoms, just as if you had never had that word from God, just as if God hadn't have shown you something. And you're halfway into the thing, and then all of a sudden you remember, well, you know, God, this has happened to me before. God gave me my answer. God showed me what to do. And you take the Word of God and apply it and you wonder, why didn't I remember that? You know why? Because you were occupied with the things of this world and it hardened your heart. It limited your ability to remember, to perceive, and to understand. That's exactly what a hardened heart does. You know, I could summarize all of this by saying it this way. That a hardened heart in a spiritual sense, it just makes you spiritually retarded, is what it does. You're able to function. The lights are on, but it's just like you aren't functioning properly. It's like a person who is mentally retarded and is unable to communicate, unable to remember, unable to function, unable to take care of themselves. You know what? That's what a hardened heart does. It just makes you dull, unable to perceive, unable to understand. You can't see, you can't hear, you can't remember what God has done in your life. Man, those are some serious indictments. And if you've been listening to what I've said all of this week, you know what? This is also very descriptive of where most of us are. I mean, I have people come to me at my meetings. I just got through with a set of meetings, and I had dozens and dozens and dozens of people come up and ask me questions that they wouldn't have phrased it this way, but by their own statements, they just can't perceive. They can't understand. They're trying to hear from God. They can't hear the voice of God. They're trying to do all of these things. They can't remember. And you know what? They wouldn't use these words, but they're basically just saying, I'm hard-hearted. I'm telling you, this is where most people live. Most people live in a state of being hardened towards God, to where they aren't able to perceive spiritual truth. And I tell you, that's terrible. And yet that's where the vast majority of us are. This is not normal. This is not the way that God intended it to be, and it's not the way it has to be. But first of all, before you can fix the problem, you've got to first of all admit that that is the problem, that it's on our part. It's not God's problem, and you have to humble yourself and start finding out what it is that caused you to become that way. You know, let me use one last example here. Pharaoh in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were brought out of the land of Egypt and God poured out those 10 plagues on the land of Egypt, I think that there's about 20-something times, I forget the exact number, but there's 20-something times that the Scripture talks about Pharaoh's heart being hardened. So there's probably more scriptures referring to Pharaoh's heart being hardened than there is about any other individual in the Bible. And there's a number of times that it says God hardened his heart, but I believe that God only hardened Pharaoh's heart after Pharaoh had already hardened it. God isn't going to take away our ability to perceive and understand and see and hear and remember and treat us unjustly. But if we choose to go that direction, then I believe that God could just harden us. He could just refuse to shed His light into our heart, and He could take our own choices and use them to bring glory unto Himself. And that's what He did with Pharaoh. Pharaoh proclaimed himself as God. He thought that, you know, he was God. There was no other God but him. And anybody who would do something like that has a hardened heart towards God. And so since he had already made that decision, God just further hardened his heart. And this is the only reason that he was able to persist on the course that he had taken. I mean, God poured out these terrible plagues on the land of Egypt. And I mean, the waters were turned into blood. Nobody could find any water to drink. The ground, the dirt literally turned into lice that got into man and into beast. Frogs came up out of the thing. There was lightning and fire that came out of a clear sky with no clouds. There was hail that fell out of a clear sky. There were all of these terrible plagues. The firstborn was killed. And yet, every time after something would happen, Pharaoh would humble himself and say, you know what, I'm wrong, I'll let you go. But then it says that God would harden his heart. And immediately after God hardened his heart, he would lose his reason. It's like he wasn't able to perceive. He wasn't able to understand. He couldn't remember the last plague that had happened. And he would just persist in his course. Finally, after the children of Israel were delivered out of the land of Egypt, it says that God told them to encamp in a certain place because he was going to trick Pharaoh and bring Pharaoh and his armies down and destroy them. And it says specifically that God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and then boom, here come the Egyptians. They had just been devastated. Pharaoh's own firstborn son had been killed. All of his army officers, everybody, the whole nation of Israel had been brought to their knees through the power of God. You would think that under no circumstances would they fight against God anymore. But the Scripture says that that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And then the next sentence is, Pharaoh pursued after the Israelites. I'm telling you, when you get a hardened heart, you don't have the ability to perceive. You can't think straight. And spiritually speaking, our hearts have become hardened towards God so that we aren't able to think straight. And I'm telling you, this is a malady that affects people today. Pharaoh not only pursued the children of Israel, but as he came down upon the Israelites, it says that this pillar of fire and cloud that dwelt over the Israelites, it came and it stood in this valley so that it separated and barred the Egyptians' ways to the Israelites. And during the night, that cloud of fire gave light unto the Israelites so that they could cross the Red Sea. As the Lord had parted the Red Sea, they could cross on dry ground. But it gave darkness unto the Egyptians. You know, it would seem like that if you did pursue after the Israelites, that when this pillar of fire gives light to your enemies, but fire provides darkness to you, that you would have figured this out, that you shouldn't be fighting against them. And this wasn't some rash decision that they made on the spur of the moment. This took about 12 hours during the night. And in the morning light, after sitting there for 12 hours and seeing all of this mighty display of the power of God, it says that the Lord dissipated the fire in the cloud and Pharaoh went down into the Red Sea. How dumb can you get and still breathe? I mean, to pursue into this miraculous opening that God had made through the Red Sea. They pursued down into there. And then when they got into the midst of the Red Sea, it says the Lord took off their chariot wheels. And finally, somebody says, the Lord fights for Israel. Let's flee. Man, I think I could have figured that a long time ago. But you know what that is? That's an indication of having a hardened heart. God hardened their hearts and it made them basically like spiritually retarded. They were not able to put two and two together. Sad to say, that's where a lot of us are. You know, I'm going to continue this teaching on our program next week, so I encourage you to join me on Monday and also listen as our announcer gives you this information about how you can get this teaching on hardness of heart.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a four-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK57 titled The Crisis when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with this ministry and help us spread this good news. You know, there are many of you who do partner with us, and I want to thank you. We now are reaching over 2 billion people potential around the world. And it's only our partners that have enabled us to do that. But there is so much more that we want to do. There's so many people that haven't yet heard this good news. If this has been a blessing to you, if you see the benefit of this and understand how this could help other people, then I ask you to become a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. Help us financially on a monthly basis to be able to reach out. We have partnerships available, a lot of information. If you'll call, you can inquire about that and become a partner with us today.